This was how many Sri Lankans could participate in the 75th Independence Day celebrations their money paid for, from the sidelines, watching as the military bands and marching squads left the parade area. Approach roads and the venue were locked down hours ahead to ensure the celebrations were not disrupted by protesters. People here are angry at their government for spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to put on this event at a time when the nation is struggling to pay for essential supplies. President Ranil Wickremesinghe insists the celebration is important. Addressing the nation, he said, "The corrupt political gangsterism which cheats people into being eternally poor and dependent must be defeated." He said this was the system change the younger generation has been demanding for a long time.
"My government has entered a new reformist path in order to do this. Even though the decisions made towards this seem painful, these have to be taken in order to get out of this crisis."
But many, like Vasantha Mudalige, don't believe Wickremesinghe's promises. The student leader has been released on bail after being detained for 167 days in what many see as political persecution for his role in the 2022 anti-government protests.
"Like the freedom struggle to liberate the country from the imperialists 75 years ago, we now have to struggle to free the country from the robbers or the thieving gangs that corrupted this society for more than 70 years."
Hundreds of university students and activists joined Mudalige to protest against the government's crackdown on dissent and spending. This despite a peaceful sit-in being violently broken up by police on Friday night, who said the protesters were violating a court order banning the protest, a claim lawyers disputed.
"Many here say the government should not be spending this much money to put on military parades while millions of Sri Lankans are struggling to feed themselves. Those organizing protests like this say they will continue their campaign until the country is truly free of corruption." Minerva Fernandez, Al Jazeera, Colombo.